I hung the biggest fish I have ever laid eyes on. The white on that fish's stomach was that low. I believe he'd have weighed 20 pounds and it was one that did.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept warning, you can't pull one of them right in. If you do, you break your line.
Mm-hmm.
I only use a 12 pound test line.
Mm-hmm. You have
a
spinning?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my fishing outfit there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just held him out and kept a tight line on him to begin to worry down. I commenced to pull him in. And finally he come out the water, clear of the water, and just stood up there and shook and shook and shook until it threw my bait about 50 feet over yonder, and he was free.
What were you using for bait?
Worm, purple worm with white spots on it.
Oh, just
an
artificial?
Artificial. And right up here in this point up here, just inside the cemetery. Just around the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
I went up there one day and I caught two that weighed 8 pounds standing right in one place. They were moved. Well, I'll just step around a little bit, you know. And I caught two or three of them, which were more, about that long. When I had more fish and I knew what to do with. I cleaned them and put them in deep freeze. I gave one of them to Mary Johnson. She wouldn't take one of them big ones. That's the woman that owned the story. And when she come in, when her husband come in and told her about it, she told him about it. He said, well, I've got to go up there and show me how to catch them fish. And he come on down. He said, when's a good time to go? I said, not right now. I said, just wait. I said, I'll, when time gets good and ripe, I'll come up and we'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said, all right. So I got everything just like I wanted, the moon and everything else in the world. I got my truck, went up there and stopped, blew my horn, he come out. I said, let's go. Let me give you some fishing lessons.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I got to carry the cook home. He said, as soon as I carry her home, he said, I'll be down there. He said, you go on down there and get them started. So it wasn't 15, 20 minutes before he was there. And just as he's coming over the hill, I put one on the hill that weighed 12 pounds.
Gosh.
And he said, when he seen me, he said, I was down, that fish between my knees, that's a hole in the middle of the hole that I could. We caught several smaller ones. He said there wasn't no fish in there.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't want to rob his pond, so I put one in there. Well, that summer, that place went dry. There was no water in there that deep. And I'll bet you there was a million bass in there that were run from a pound and a half to 8-10 pound died.
Yeah.
I don't like Mrs. Johnson. You need to tell her so. But she tells me I'm welcome to go in any time I want to, but I ain't going in there. She'll tell you one thing and then tell me another. And go on that way. That's kind of a woman she is. And I don't like no such a doing as that.
Yeah. What different kinds of fish do people get around here? You mentioned the
bass, speckled perch, walmart perch, brim, catfish, mudfish, jackfish, garfish. You just name it, doesn't it?
What about things they get from salt water?
Well, they catch so many types of them, and I never have done but very little saltwater fishing.
What kinds of fish do they get around here?
Oh, in saltwater?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they get them sometimes weigh 40 to 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.